More than 50 volunteers gathered in the rain at the Garson Park entrance to the Junction Creek Trail to join the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee in planting 300 native shrubs and trees for the health of the water, the shores, and even the city. Junction Creek, 52 kilometers in length, is the central urban waterway in Sudbury, said Miranda Vertanen, executive director of the Stewardship Committee. Running from Garson through downtown to Lively and continuing on as part of both the Spanish and Vermilion Rivers, before becoming part of Lake Huron, Junction Creek is lined with trails that run throughout most of its banks. These bank areas are also known as riparian habitat, and are important to the health of the water. It basically acts as a buffer, Vertanen told Sudbury.com. It filters any pollutants that could be running off from nearby land use so that it doesn't go directly into the water. The riparian habitat also helps with rising levels of snow and rain. Those plants will suck up that water and they help with flood management. Not to mention, said Vertanen, that the trees are excellent for carbon sequestration. Emma Brisebois, a student at École Secondaire du Sacré-Cœur, was at the event to gain volunteer hours for high school, but also because she liked the idea of helping her community and the environment. I really liked the idea of helping restore Junction Creek and Sudbury, said Brisebois. I try to help the environment in little ways, and I saw this and I really wanted to do it. I'm excited to help. Coco Carell came dressed for the weather in order to complete volunteer hours for her school, College Notre Dame, but it was also a calling to get her hands dirty, as well as a love for her Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, home. I wanted to complete my volunteering hours, said Carell. But also, in my country, I come from a tropical country, trees are very, very important. And I like to make things, I like to be useful. The groups of 15 went out in the puddles and light rain, escorted by a guide who showed them the best way to plant the trees and shrubs, including white pines, wild rose and wild raisin. The trees were marked with flags and groups were encouraged to venture out and explore Junction Creek as they moved along the trail, planting. Vertanen said the focus is planting where there is sparse vegetation, and ensuring that the award-winning regreening efforts in Sudbury are supported by community groups. Junction Creek and a lot of Sudbury is still recovering, said Vertanen. We've got to get the trees and the vegetation to flourish, again, to help the function of the ecosystem and the health of our watershed. And not just a chance to help the community, but to enjoy the community as well. It's great because then they get that hands-on experience and they get to be part of the story of restoring Junction Creek, said Vertanen. And it's also great to get outside. We're so happy to be able to see people in person again. Our faces are covered, but to actually be interacting one-on-one is great.